One, our community connection on the way next, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And on a community connection this morning, I get to talk things over with Chamber Executive Director Sherry Wilt, and a busy calendar, at least for the next few days. Good morning, Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mostly cloudy today, high near 70, and then for tomorrow, since you have an outdoor event, we've planned mostly sunny and a high near 78 for you for tomorrow.
I know. You did good. I'm excited. For a while, it looked like we were going to have rain, but this is our Chamber Classic Golf Tournament tomorrow, and it is a fundraiser for our Depot Preservation Fund. And we've got a great group coming in, and full lineup of teams, great sponsors, and the tournament is real important to the Chamber because we really want to be good stewards of that building. Back in the day, back in the early 80s, Phillips Petroleum redid the depot. It was really kind of in big disrepair, and basically kind of donated it to the Chamber of Commerce. And so it's an old building, 1907, I think it was, and just lots of maintenance issues, as you can imagine, coming up with an old building like that. So this is a benefit for our, we call it the Depot Preservation Fund, to help with things like the last storm that just came through. We had to remove a tree because it split, and it was halfway in the yard or in the street. I mean, so just things that you just don't plan on that happen. And so it's an important day for us, and we're excited. It's going to be sunny and gorgeous.
Well, we try to accommodate chamber events, and particularly your golf tournaments, whenever possible. I know you've had a little bit of rain here and there, but over the history of 20 more years of golf tournaments, you've had Chamber of Commerce weather for most of it, so it's a good day.
We have. I can only think of one. I've only gone to the last, I mean, I've only, you know, been in the last nine, but in August, with our legislative golf tournament, there was only one year, but when it rained, it rained.
Well, we do things right in Bartlesville.
And it was out of the blue. That's what was so frustrating. It's like it wasn't even on our radar. So
yeah, the tomorrow's golf tournament, like you said, it's a fundraiser to maintain your facility and occasional, I know, improvements, whether it's maintenance or something. I'll say more than maintenance, like a new furnace or something like that. But
yes, which we had to do this year.
That's what I was thinking.
One of our units. It's just never ending.
Well, but the point is, it is a show place for our community. It's some place that, it's nice to bring somebody from out of town and just say, you know, first of all, it's the Chamber of Commerce, but right inside the front door, you've got all those great informational brochures that even sometimes those of us who live here, it's nice to be reminded and take one of these brochures and say, here, this is some place you need to go. So,
exactly.
You know.
And we have a dedicated end. The north end is all Convention and Visitors Bureau, so it's great for visitors coming in specifically. It's it's very welcoming. There's a coffee pot down there, and just it's very welcoming for visitors. So it is. It's a great building.
Yep. Now, also on the calendar later this week, like I believe it's Friday, you've got another one of your great forums and bringing in one of our elected officials, U.S. Senator Lankford, in for Friday.
That will be Friday at noon at the Community Center, and he is always just so interesting to listen to. Obviously, there is no shortage of things to talk about on the federal level, and he's real good. He'll talk for a little bit, but he loves to open it up for Q&A, and that way the crowd, you know, gets what they want to hear specifically. But he is just, if you've never heard him, he is just so interesting. So if you are interested in that, like I said, it's over the noon hour. There's hot lunch, and it's at the community center. You could register online at bartlesville.com, and we could probably take a few more, with our catering count. But that is the day after the tournament. So, yeah, we've got crazy next 2 days.
You really do, the chamber seems to thrive on being busy. I'm not going to say that you probably are trying to take on some more right now, but I'm saying you always present events in a the right way. Whether you're bringing people in from out of town or like our golf tournament, just it's an event for those who want to help support the Chamber Depot. You know how to put on an event, and people can sometimes copy what you do.
Thank you very much. I wish my staff heard that, because I do have a great staff. I have a really good events person, and there's just a lot of details to pull off an event well, and that's what that's our main goal, is to make sure it runs smoothly, it's presented well, and so we've got, like I said, I've got a really good staff, and that makes it a lot easier, so...
Well, they can listen to the podcast after you and I are done on the air if they really want to hear themselves complimented.
Did you guys hear that?
You can play it back to them a number of times if necessary. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break and continue with Sherry Wilt on Community Connection on 1400 in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Talking with Sherry Wilt on a Community Connection, focusing on the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. But like you said, you've got the Vacation and Visitors Bureau there. You've got the BDA kind of acting out of your building, too. Just all things that say Bartlesville prospers, and it's a great place to visit.
Thank you. It is. I love Bartlesville.
Sherry, what else is on the... you've got some other events coming up on your...
We do. Yeah. We got... This week, Thursday, Friday, golf tournament, Senator Langford Forum. And then Tuesday, we have a seminar that we're putting together on the medical marijuana. Now the, quote, unity bill, the joint bill, whatever you want to call it,
right.
Passed. It had a little bit more concrete information, and by no means has everything been answered. But it gave us a little more concrete information to be able to present. Because I was getting calls, I got a couple calls from different businesses, having questions on what their rights as an employer were, what should they do, what's their liability if they have, employees that have medical marijuana cards, and just a lot of questions, and I obviously was not the expert in that, and so I wanted to bring in a speaker, and he has made this presentation several times, heard great things about it, and so we have that coming in on April the 30th, next Tuesday, and it's medical marijuana, what you need to know to comply with the OMMA, and we have had great response to that, and it's been really, we've hand-delivered a lot of invitations, because I know, sometimes people are so busy, they don't look necessarily at emails, and we've hit a lot of our manufacturers, people that deal with safety-type jobs, nursing homes, that kind of thing. And the response from our members has been very, very positive. They are very interested. It's information they really want to know. I know that he will, Chris Thrushley, kind of a mouthful to say, but he's an attorney, HR attorney, with a big firm in Tulsa. But he has, like I said, done this presentation several times. And he will also open it up for questions if your particular question does not get answered. And so it's going to be next Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Tri-County Tech. We are in the process of trying to change the room. We've outgrown the room we originally had reserved. So but it's at Tri-County Tech. We'll have signage out there. It'll be easy to find. It's also free. It was a thing that I wanted to make sure that there was no boundaries, nothing that was going to stop or hinder somebody from coming. And so it's a free seminar. It's open. We've taken it to members, non-members. It's just an important topic that people need to be up on and get questions answered. So that is next Tuesday.
And I know he will be talking specifically about, I'll say, the business, the state requirements and HR requirements, but I don't know if you're including anybody from the city or not, but I know the city has worked through the appropriate zoning requirements and that sort of thing for the different categories of marijuana-related businesses. So people do have questions, and it's nice to put them all in, or at least the majority of the information anyway, all in one place. That's going to be good for you.
Right.
That will be an active item, and I'm sure it'll be at least partially Q&A after the presentation. Am I right?
Yes, it will. He definitely will open it up for questions. And like I said, that's Tuesday, next Tuesday the 30th. And then 2 days later on May the 2nd, that is the first Thursday, so that will be our next Business After Hours, and it's at First Investment downtown. It's co-sponsored with Express Professional Employers, and so that's always a good one. They put out a very nice Business After Hours, and it's a great time to connect with some other people, meet some new folks, and it's a fun time. And it's from 5, just kind of roll in after work, stays, you know, you don't have to stay the whole time. We're usually out of there, you know, by 6 o'clock or so when we do door prizes. So it's, you know, everybody's familiar with Business After Hours. So that's, like I said, coming up on April the 2nd. And then another huge event, like our biggest event of the year, is May the 7th, the following Tuesday. And that is our annual awards and gala. This is where our leadership Bartlesville graduates. They have their last session actually on May 2nd also with arts and tourism, and they will graduate that evening. And the chairman passes the gavel to the next chairman. There's a lot of community awards. I think there's 6 different awards. There's some great winners this year, really great individuals, some great companies that will be honored with Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, some different awards. And it's, like I said, it's our biggest event of the year. We also have a reception beforehand for some of our top sponsors. It's just a great way to honor a lot of companies, individuals that really make the chamber the chamber.
And
it's a fun evening.
And whenever possible, it's as secret a reveal to the winner as it is to everybody else. You really sometimes pull a rabbit out of your hat to be able to get the award recipient at the event.
Every now and then you kind of have to tell a person, or almost tell them, so they figure it out. But a lot of the awards are a surprise, which is fun. But yeah, most of them this year, I think we're going to be able to pull off as a surprise. So and that's just kind of a fun element of the evening. But we've got some great winners. Of course, I say that every year, every year you're like, oh gosh, now you know, we certainly have gone through everybody, and then you get nominations like, oh my gosh, yes, so and so. They've done so much for the community, and there's never a shortage. This is a very giving community, which is what makes it so great. And we have some wonderful companies in our community, so it's always fun to honor. I know there won't ever be a shortage of, you know, Business of the Year and Small Business of the Year, that type of award, but just the individual awards where you honor an individual, you know, you always start back in, you know, January, February, when you start thinking about the gala, it's like, oh gosh, are we going to get nominations? And they always come in, and it's just, you're always like, oh my gosh, yeah, so-and-so. They, you know, and like I said, when you look at them and look at what all they've done, you're just like, wow. You know, and they're one of, I mean, they're not like the only person in town. So, like I said, very giving community. It's an honor to be able to honor people that have made our community what it is and help keep moving it forward and making it the great community that it is. So,
and
it's a fun, fun evening.
It is. And you look at the history of the awards, sometimes going back, you know, several decades, and you wonder, okay, you know, is there anybody left to recognize in town? And like you said, it's a new nominee. It's a new winner every time. It's just an amazing process.
Well, what's interesting, especially like the Jim Gilley Award, has a long-standing history. And it may have just used to be back maybe in the 80s, maybe it was just the Outstanding Citizen Award, but and then they renamed it to Jim Gilley Outstanding Citizen Award after a great community volunteer who'd given a lot to the community. But you look back, and it's like, wow, okay, here's this, you know, now older generation, and what's neat is to see now other people are coming in and filling the shoes that they, you know, left behind. And it's great to see that it's not just stopping with a certain generation, and that okay, now we don't have anybody that's really, you know, volunteering, really helping, getting involved in the community, helping solve problems. But the next generation of volunteers are stepping up and stepping forward. So it's fun to be able to keep the honor going.
It is, and it's nice to be able to honor those people that that have that drive, that need to give back to their community. It really is great.
It's interesting, in our program for the evening, we list all the past winners, and particularly Jim Gilley Outstanding Citizen, just because it's been around for so long. It's interesting to look back at names and like, oh, wow, yeah, I forgot about, you know, and it's just the history there. We also list all the past chairmen of the chamber, and, you know, that starts back in, I think, what was it, 1907, whatever, because our 115th year. I can't do math in my head on the phone like that, but it's interesting to see the names of all the past chairmen of the board of the chamber and just the history there. I mean, some names we would all recognize. There's, you know, obviously Frank Phillips, Ellie Phillips, Keeler, John Stone. I mean, just names that obviously have significance in our community. At one time, they were very involved in the chamber and leading the chamber. And so there's a very rich history, which I think that's what makes our community so different than some of the communities south of us. You know, we do have a long history. We have rich history that they don't necessarily have, that brand new communities that pop up don't have.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, that I know it's not the current slogan, but it is a city of legends. And the mm-hmm. people that have gone before us, it's a tough tradition to follow. It really is. And then typically you are there with, you know, little announcements of upcoming events and whether it's, you know, something new for Christmas or something that the chamber is trying to unveil. Maybe you're doing something a little bit differently over the next year or two. It's just a fun evening to be there and celebrate Leadership Bartlesville. And they always have a great announcement as far as their gift to the community of that particular mm-hmm. class. And it is an evening that I think people need to attend, and it's a fun evening to be there. And besides that, it's a great place to go have a great meal.
It is. So you can register online, Bartlesville.com, once again, and just click on the chamber calendar, and you can register for the event. You don't have to buy a whole table by any means. We have lots of individuals that, you know, they're just buying one or two tickets. And so it's, you know, however you want to come, we would love to have you.
And, of course, if you are an employee of a business that's not a chamber member, what a great idea just to go find out a little bit more about the chamber and then talk to the decision maker and say, hey, how come we're not a member?
Exactly. I would love that. we actually did have somebody last year attend. They had just joined the chamber, but they were like, oh, I had no idea. This was great. She goes, I didn't realize all the things the chamber was working on. Because you do hear... and they're not long. We don't drone on for long speeches or anything. But you do hear from our outgoing chairman, our incoming chairman. We have a video this year that kind of recaps the chamber year. And it just gives you a good overview of, wow, okay, the chamber's more than just this one particular event or you know, certain events you always hear about. I mean, we do, like, this is after hours is one people always associate us with because it happens every month. But, you know, there's a lot more to what we do besides just events. And I always tell my staff, I don't want to be known as the Chamber of Events. The events we do all have a purpose, and it definitely has a purpose for particularly certain segments of our membership. But there's a lot of things the chamber does that are more intangible, or that people don't necessarily know the chamber's working to push forward. We're kind of looking this year at trying to do a community vision plan, moving some things forward. What are the next steps we need to do as a community to keep things moving forward in a positive direction, because some great things have happened over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years that have really moved us forward. But what do we need to keep doing to do that? What will make us more attractive to even attracting business? So there's just a lot of things like that that as an organization we reach out to other stakeholders in the community and get their input and get their help and try to move forward. So there's a lot more to the chamber than just, like I said, events.
Exactly. Well, listen, you've got a great day, I think, tomorrow weather-wise for a Chamber of Commerce
yes.
golf event. And then come here, Senator Langford, on Friday.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Charlie, I don't know if this will be our last show together, but you are the bomb. You have been such a joy to work with the last, you know, what, 9 years that I've been there. You are the best interviewer on earth. You should have been national TV. You make coming in a joy, and you just, you know what you're talking about, and just, you're the best. So I wish you all the best.
Sherry, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We'll talk to you again real soon, and that's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics and by Tallgrass Motors.
Personal injury lawsuits. The court ruled the cap amounts to a special law that treats people who survive injuries differently.